The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do bad?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
We have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Heading into the weekend with my good friend Liam Sheff. He's here. He's back. And I've got to warn all you moms and dads out there, we are going to be discussing some things in a very, direct manner?
We're going to talk cannabis, but cannabis? Not CBD. We're really going to tell a cannabis story, and I'm talking about my new book that I'm writing, which is going to go into if my first book, Fish Stories, went into the myths of politics, culture, and science. This one's going to go into the myths of culture, relationships, and so, that involves
So the myths of marriage and monogamy and matrimony. There's a lot of M's in there. I am fascinated by your journey, Liam, my friend. We've known each other a lot of years. You've known people longer than me. I've known people longer than you, but a lot has gone on. A lot has transpired. And, I don't know if reinventing is the right word, but your vision of the world, your experience of the world, and how you see it and what you write about, it really is transformative. And, I watch you, and I say, you are seeing things well into the future, and it upsets people in the present. They're not always ready to hear what you have to say. Now, that doesn't upset you.
I don't know. What am I supposed to do? It's just my opinion.
But is it accurate to describe it that way? I mean, that's the sense I get. Some people love it. It's true. And I appreciate it. Listen, because I'm a guy, I love to talk about things. You know that, even though you've thrown some curves at me, if I can call them that, over the years of doing the show together.
Look at the curves that you caught.
It's true, but you think, oh, he'll never go with me on this one. And then you go, and I'm like, okay, sure, let's talk about it. And I know, I think over the years of doing this, the only times I've cringed is I'm cringing for some of the listeners. Because not everybody is open to discuss some of the things that you discuss, that you just confront head on, that you feel like, well, why shouldn't we? I mean, this is life. Can't we talk about it? And I feel like some people are like, I'm just not ready. I'm not ready, Liam. I mean, I like you, but I can't go there.
Okay.
You know?
Intellectual virgins, go get on your brain condoms and go turn on, get your Us magazine. Your National Enquirer, tune out for a little while. We're gonna have an all grossed up conversation.
Yes, all grown up. So that with that said, we know we have 9, 10, 11, 12 year olds, 13 year olds.
This is not the hour
for them.
No. Well, I mean, if you're a very open family, 14 or 15, you're getting there, and your parents, if you're cool with your parents and they're cool with you, you could ask them. But I think that at 14 and 15, I was thinking. Certainly about the way the human species behaved in some ways. Anthropology was something on my mind. Whether you believe it or not, this is an anthropological discussion.
It is. And I was fascinated by anthropology in college. But the whole idea is that at that point everybody thought it was archaeology like Indiana Jones. But it's so much more than that. I think he made it sort of popular, I guess, from a fictionalized perspective. But the idea of observing or learning from cultures and histories, not the official story again, to use the book title, but what really happened, what really transpired, because I, as I said, in my awakening, I found out that much of history was rewritten or just permanently erased, so we would be or could be easily manipulated to believe things that had no basis in reality, except that it had been fictionalized into reality, and then you just assume, well, it's always been this way.
Now, people are saying, what are those two mostly Jewish people talking about? There's a secret your audience doesn't know. Oh, yeah.
What is it? That you're mostly or partly Jewish inherited?
No, that you are, hey.
I've said I've been bar mitzvahed. I don't hide that.
You know, they didn't bar mitzvah me. You know, I was in the grocery store the other day, and there was a fellow, and I was wearing my birthday shirt, and guess who got me a birthday shirt?
I don't know who got your birthday
shirt. She's the most beautiful listener in the universe, with a wonderful family who we love. With her dark hair and her sparkling eyes and her warm smile and her gifts.
Had to be Jonesy.
Oh, stop. Come on, she's a radio... That's a radio... She's our best friend radio... No, it's a listener.
Oh, the Sherazade, of course.
Of course.
Didn't know we were going to real listener. Real. Oh, my gosh, Sherazade gave you a shirt. That's wonderful.
Yeah, she gave me a shirt that says... I didn't even know it was coming, and I got a shirt, and it says, cure your own cancer. And there's a nice little leaf. You know which leaf it is.
It's a cannabis leaf.
In fact, I
brought a shirt like that. You know, I think we use that image. You've seen it with the cannabis leaf, and it has in each leaf, you know, the writings of some industry or something it's good for.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that? And
yeah.
I got one of those at the Chicago Cannabis Cup, and my son took it from me. He says, no, I like that shirt. I don't know if I'm going to let him wear it, though.
You have to let him wear it.
Yeah.
Because then he'll have to talk about it, and then he'll become educated.
That's true.
Yeah. So I was walking around wearing this shirt. It was in the grocery, and this guy who looks just like, I mean, I noticed this guy, and he looked like my half-brother, who I haven't seen for a long time, and it's not everybody who looks like, you know, your half-brother.
Mm-hmm.
He sort of sidles up and he goes, and I said, what? He said, awesome shirt, man. I said, oh, and then I realized, and I said, oh, and it does too, meaning
it's cure
your own
cancer.
Yeah.
Right.
And he says, I know. And I'm like, oh, okay, good, cool. Then I wandered around the store because I saw a girl, I don't know, she had to be like 27 or something, 25. She had probably the best, I'm just going to say, there's a point where the back sort of slopes a little bit, you
mm-hmm.
know what I mean?
Right.
And then there's like a, I don't know if it's a gazelle-like quality. It's like hypnotizing.
Okay.
So I had to see who she was. So I looked around, and she was there with her giant gorilla boyfriend, who already had like a pregnant beer gut. I mean, he had to be like 6'2", but he had a huge beer gut, and he couldn't have been more than 26 or something. I felt terrible for him. So I wandered on from there, and I ended up back in the fruit and vegetable area looking for things that weren't totally chemically sprayed. And I saw the guy again. I said, so, you know, how did you know that? And he said, oh, da-da-da-da. We agreed that we'd been lied to for 80 years. And then he said he had been a firefighter and he was studying to be a registered nurse. And I said, oh, they're going to kill you with that. How do you do that? He said, yeah, I know. And he said, I never felt like I've been sort of like having to swallow more crap in my life, stuff that just doesn't make sense. And I said, yeah, tell me about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you should look us up on the radio. But I'm afraid we'll ruin him for his job.
Oh, yeah. Plus, they're going to want to vaccinate him to get through the nursing into the programs at school. They just kind of say you have to get this stuff.
Well, we'll see. If he stays in touch, I'll give him some numbers to call.
Okay.
But then, what was the other thing? I can't remember. Oh, yeah. So then we're talking, and I'm like, so how'd you know this? And somehow, without us even having to say it, we both realized, I don't know how it happened, you know how this works,
mm-hmm.
that we both had Jewish fathers, and that we didn't have Jewish mothers, and so we were both half-Jews who weren't Jewish, except, of course, on my mother's side of the family, it was a little more, but they even more pretended that they were.
Mm-hmm.
But that was very interesting. And then I realized that he looked like my half-brother. Also, my half-brother's mother was Irish, and this guy's mother was Irish. And it was just one of those odd, interesting grocery store coincidences and sort of doppelganger-y things
mm-hmm.
where you meet somebody who's got the same heritage and even a very similar heritage and probably an interesting worldview and I realized there's an entire group of people in the world, never mind just in America, but in the world, who Judaism has given this sort of wry outsider's point of view to, because it didn't even let them into the fold. And that's us. So blame the Jews again for me. For me.
Right, but, you know, this whole, when we talk about Jewishness, there's always now the realm of Judeo-Christian, you know, the same kind of basis, one sort of built on the other, and this whole cultural phenomenon in the West that leads to, I guess, some of what we wanted to discuss today, because you've been exploring the topic intently. You've interviewed some authors of books that indicate that maybe the basis for what's known as monogamous marriage is not what we may think it is. I mean, I don't have, let's say, an in-depth, learned opinion of it because
Swinger.
I haven't gone, what?
Nothing.
I haven't looked into the historical records on it so much.
Swinger.
What are you talking about?
Nothing. I didn't say anything. I'm not revealing anything about you and your, what's that show you guys watch?
Well, what show? What show?
True Blood.
True. Oh, that's right. That's a crazy vampire show.
Sexy vampire.
Is that show still on?
I don't know. You're the one who canceled. Watched it.
You know, I don't even have time to do that anymore. I used to have time. But in this case, I'm more interested in the discussion. And I know it may offend some folks just even talking about it.
Okay.
But Liam, when I brought this up one time before, I remember, I was going to ask you about how things shifted from, let's say, a tribal perspective to a point where now you were expected to be with one person for the rest of your life. And you said it was a shift from an agrarian moving society to one where you actually had land and you tilled the soil and you stayed year after year in the same place. Was that my memory? Is that right?
Well, I'm sure it's your memory because you said it. And is it correct? So I've spent the last... Now, I met a couple of your friends at a conference. I won't out them, but...
I have some interesting friends, don't I? I mean, the thing
Dude.
Is, I love all kinds of people.
Dude.
I tend to, you know, gravitate to interesting folks that have stories, that have lived interesting lives, that are passionate about, the, you know, what they're here to do, that have a mission. But they also are so disparate that you'd say, how does this guy, RSB, know all of these people and is friends with all of them? Because they might not get along with another group of mine that are friends, too.
So there's this nice couple, and I'm not going to out them, but they do health stuff. And we're talking. I tell the oil story, which is coming up in the new book. Yeah, the oil story. No, peak oil's not over, everybody. Don't kid yourself. And I tell this story, and I'm really, like, on a tear, and I'm sort of zinging stuff together, and it's cool. And then they drop me off at the motel where I'm staying for the conference, and they say, well, you think that story's interesting? Now, hold on, Robert Scottsdale audience. Hold on. They say, we have extra pretty girls that come into our relationship. I said, yeah, no, you don't. They looked at me and said, yeah, we do.
They were serious, weren't they? And the thing is, I'm not privy to a lot of these things because I don't get into some of these conversations, but now I'm getting into them with you, Liam Sheff. An adult conversation here heading into the weekend on the Robert Scottsdale Show. Stick around. Lots more fascinating discussion. And, of course, if you're open to it, you can stick around for another segment. We'll be right back.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or visit Carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I hardly know how to describe what we're doing this hour, but I'm keenly interested in where it's going to go, because I don't know. William,
all right. All right, don't pad the audience anymore. Listen, if you guys can't handle this, hang up.
Okay.
Honestly, we're going to talk dirty, 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 dirty stuff, everybody.
It's not. No, it's human relationships. That's not dirty.
Dirty stuff. It's sex, and everybody likes it, and everybody thinks about it, and everybody talks about it, not so secretly. Every movie is about it. Sex is the most talked about thing that we're not supposed to talk about in the human society. So there it is. It's the basis of every misunderstanding and every great drama, relationships. So your friends were in their car, which is an interesting car. I won't give too much away, but they're very resourceful, and they figured out how to like run a car on all kinds of interesting vegetable oils. I said interesting 8 times, but it was cool.
Yeah.
Resilient, resourceful. Let's say that again. And they said, well, we have other girls. And I looked, and I could see by the smiles on both of their faces that these were experienced people in the art of letting go of preconceived notions, cultural notions, notions mm-hmm. of jealousy. They had graduated from every school of thou shalt
right.
in the American adult sexual pantheon, and they decided that they were going to enjoy themselves respectfully, I think. when you...
well, we're not talking about like a caricature in a movie talking about 60s free love swinger dance.
Well, that's their business. I'm not going to defend it by defaming other people. No, I'm not going to do that for the audience's sake. I have no idea what everything they do is. All I can tell you is that it's all consensual. That's their business, and they do it. And I think that's the way we should think about it.
But why do they tell you and not me?
Because you were not in the car, and they must have read my mind that I was curious, that I wanted to know. I want to know that
you are the anthropologist. It's true.
No, people tell me the secrets that they have that are not, that they hold against themselves that aren't actually bad. For some reason, I bring that out in people. Like, you know, people don't come up and confess anything really serious to me. I don't want to know. Like, no offense, go tell your priest. But people, there's something about me that I don't, I think human experience is supposed to be very wide and varied, and I think that most of what we do now is not normal. So if you say, well, I'm afraid, you know, I really want to have an ex, bring another girl into our relationship. All right, so bring another woman to your relationship. It's your business. Or if a friend of mine says, I think I'm gay, I'm like, good, go be gay, enjoy it, you know.
so you don't have the judgment factor. They don't feel coming from you if they speak about these things that they're going to be condemned.
I have no judgment about adult sexuality at all. Adult consensual sexuality is just that. And so I guess people talk to me about it. So I'm also now very open about it and interested. I wasn't always, but I was always curious. What is sex? What are relationships? Why are people together? They recommended a couple books. One was about how, you know, women and courtesans and that whole culture. I'm not very interested in that because I don't want a courtesan as a friend. I want, you know, a friend. And that's a world to explore. If you're into that sort of thing, you are and you know it, and you probably are, you know, maybe you're fetishy about Japanese culture or something, and that's fine. It's your business. Cool.
But what was the other book, the one that I think you talked about on the show?
Sex at Dawn.
Sex at Dawn, right.
The book was about Sex at Dawn. And Sex at Dawn is about sexuality and human relationships at the dawn of the human species for 200-something thousand years, 240, 50,000 years. We were one way. We were hunter-gatherer species. We were taller than just you or me. People were closer to 6 feet tall than 5'9". They had very good diets from, you know, gathering grasshoppers and tubers and occasionally hunting mammals and larger animals and eating all the greens and berries and nuts and seeds they could find. They didn't overpopulate. They didn't live on Monsanto land. If you made it past the first few difficult years, you could live as long as the wealthiest person alive, you know, today and healthily.
Mm-hmm.
So you had a good life as a Paleolithic hunter-gatherer. Now, the people practicing the paleo diet at Wendy's or Arby's or Burger King or even the Weston Price thing, good luck. You're not eating grasshoppers than they were, and you're not picking all the roots out of the ground than they were. So it's impossible to be a Paleolithic eater these days. You really can't. But they told me a story about your friends had told me a story about the sex thing, and then I looked into it and I realized that through Chris Ryan's book, I had to then read about animals, so I read The Myth of Monogamy, and then I read about histories of sex and punishment through the Middle Ages, and I went, dear Lord, why are we so hung up on the idea, manufactured during the Victorian era, that we're never supposed to smooch anybody or have a good hug or even a roll in the hay after we say I do to somebody else. That's not what marriage ever was, and I will defend that statement when we get back.
All right. I'm hanging on the edge of my seat now, so stick around. Liam Schiff, RSB, Some Kind of Conversation, heading into the weekend, Friday, Healing Revolution.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
If you're still with us, you have no excuse now. We're going further into this conversation with Liam Sheff. He's working on official stories, too. He's asking him questions that I think everybody should be asking. And, you know, you come to a peaceful place for you and your spouse, perhaps, or whatever it is that you do. And this is the point of being an adult. You get to decide things for yourself, as long as they violate, preferably violate the rights of no one else. And
all right, you've warmed him up. That's enough foreplay, Robert. Come on.
All right. I'm just
we're
saying.
In, baby. We're in.
All right. We're in. Liam, go, because the questions about origins of Judeo-Christian marriage, monogamy, things
all
like
right,
that.
Let's do it. So this is what I've been coming up with. This is it's not my it's not original research. It's just there, and I'm collecting it. Christopher Ryan and Casilda Jetha did a wonderful job of collecting the paleontological, the archaeological, and looking at all of the data that's ever been produced about the human species before 10,000 years ago, when for some reason we started farming in one place instead of being happy nomads, chewing on leaves and talking to the gods in the sky and, you know, mating and enjoying ourselves for the most part and being happier and healthier. No world wars to speak of in the, you know, in the Paleolithic record. But in the machine era, in the era of oil, plenty. So what have I read in the last 2 years? I read oil, I've read peak oil, I've read everything I could find about the history of that frames the human species in the 1850s to now in a particular way. We're the same species we ever were. And if you've read official stories, and if you haven't, please pick it up. I think you'll enjoy it. It's not about this. You don't have to worry.
and why am I worried? Why am I concerned about this topic?
I don't know, but we're going to run out of time. I don't know. I got to say a couple things. I don't know. I don't know why you're worried. You're going to get angry letters is why. You know you are. Right?
I have to believe that this audience will go along for the ride because this is what we do. I mean, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, we're going to have to cover some subjects that are not always comfortable for everybody in the audience.
All right, so here goes. This is a point of view. If you don't like it, you don't have to. You don't have to ever change. Never change. In fact, never change. Just let me look at you right now and say, don't change. If you then accept my argument that we're the same species that we ever were, and I mean that we ever were, we're the same tribal, hierarchical, spirit worshiping, myth making, king, you know, making a sort of priest or magician, you know, venerating species that we ever were. Now, Christians will get upset by that because you're not probably as familiar with the history of Christianity as you ought to be for being Christians, because you like the words of Yeshua, who had good words, and you find those to be magical and spiritual and mystical, which I actually understand. I mean, I do. I actually get that. And of all the God's names that you might call out in the world, I understand calling out the name of Jesus, but it shouldn't stop you. It shouldn't stop you from investigating the history, because Christian history is entirely dependent on something called the Pentateuch, the old Hebraic history. And the laws that we have about sex in this culture have more to do with Leviticus, David and Solomon, the old king, Solomon with his 700 wives, than they do with any notion that you have of Christendom. Christendom through the Middle Ages was criticized by the apostates like Luther and it wasn't Calvin, I can't remember his name right now. Another guy in Wyclef, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, that's some of that history I haven't delved into as deep as you have. So
yeah, it's there, and I'll have to scratch it again to make it all come back up, but. These guys were criticizing the Christian, well, now the Catholic Church, but the followers of Christ, right? Because the Pope and all of the churches were essentially brothels. Priests were forbidden from marrying from the 300s by a very strange Pope, but that didn't stop them from doing whatever they wanted to sexually. So churches were hotbeds of sexual infamy, and not the kind that occurred when, you know, after Vatican II, when they started, you know, really forbidding priests from just being normal and getting into relationships, and they invited all of the sexually scarred people into the church, you know, to preside over it. And that's what seems to have happened. But the church in the Middle Ages was, you know, a den of scum and infamy, to quote Star Wars, right? And people protested it, and the church, instead of going forward and opening up and saying, okay, you priests can marry, have a good time, be yourselves, they got even tighter and more restrictive after the Council of Trent, and they really went nuts. And it didn't stop them from hiding all kinds of what would be normal sexuality if you didn't repress it, then has to become, you know, hidden and damaging. And that's what happened inside the Catholic Church. Now, Christian marriage, Christian laws about sex really relate to this thing called Leviticus. And Leviticus is very clear that women are property of men. Men are property of the state, which, you know, goes hand in hand with whoever you feel has the word of God. But you have to honor your king. And men can be killed, of course, if you have sex with somebody you're not supposed to have. That's like the king, one of the king's wives. But men can't really be killed for having sex with any number of women. A woman, though, who has sex with somebody other than her husband can be killed in brutal ways. A man who sleeps with a man can be killed. Now, if that sounds familiar to anybody, that's old Hebraic law. Most Jews don't give a good God darn about that. They don't follow that at all. Most modern Jews are pluralistic and, democratic and all that kind of stuff. But that's Christian fundamentalism. Christian fundamentalists are practicing old Hebraic law. And they probably know it if they read the Bible, and they're probably good with that. Most other people don't know it. They're not practicing Jesus stuff. They're practicing old Hebrew stuff, which is a little bit similar, but also quite different than old Assyrian stuff, old Babylonian stuff. Because the Jews were the first people to make a law about homosexuality. Other cultures didn't really care very much. They might have cared about, politically, but, they just didn't have the same laws about it. But the Jews did. So we inherited our distaste for grown men going out with grown men, if that's what they want to do. That's an old Hebraic thing that the Jews don't really practice anymore. That's now Christian. Marriage through all of this time did not exist is everybody's brain exploding? Marriage through all this time did not exist as a romantic function between a man and woman, not to say there was never romance, but marriage was to bind families together and enlarge, little tribal affiliations and cultures. You'd marry off a daughter here and there to align your business dealings with it. It was very patriarchal. It was dominated by men because the agricultural system since 10,000 years ago has been dominated by men. Now, the hunter-gatherer system was probably pretty equally split. Who's more important, the hunter or the gatherer? The gatherer, probably. I mean, the gatherer gets more calories. Who's the gatherer? Probably the women. So you go figure. Mm. In these ancient societies and in these tribal societies that still practice something akin to hunting and gathering, they don't do what we do. You don't shack up with one person and then say romantically you can only be into them for your whole life. They don't do that. They say romance comes and goes, and marriage is really, for the culture's sake, for the kids' sake. In our culture, our cruelly capitalist culture, we say you've got nowhere to go once you're outside of your parents' house. There's no greater culture that casts a net. You're not part of any greater tribe. You're not part of any real tribe at all. We're not tribal. But you need a collective. You need a group to belong to. I don't mean the entire country. I'm not talking about a communist collective, but I mean you need your group. And now we've whittled down the group to two people, man and wife. People go crazy in this relationship. They resent each other. They get sick of each other. They lose interest sexually because we're programmed to lose interest sexually. We're not built to be romantically interested in anybody for more than a few years at a time. That's not what the human species.
But are we hearing any howls of protest? I know you'd say, well, I don't give a flip, but some will say, well, no, that's working for me. But you're also not saying, Liam, you're happy. If it's working for you, fine. So you're not trying to convert people to Liam's religion.
No. I don't want you in this if you don't want to be in it. I don't want you in it at all. It's an idea for you to present to yourself. If you are one of the many hundreds of millions of people unhappy in a relationship because it's been many years and you're constantly blaming yourself. If you're one of the 60-something percent of people getting divorced and you feel like a failure, maybe you're not such a failure. Maybe we're not supposed to do it this way. Maybe marriage really... the idea of a romantic marriage with somebody you fell in love with really only occurred somewhere in the late 17, maybe in the 1800s. I mean, it's that recent. We're a 240,000, 50,000-year-old species by some estimates, by reasonable estimates, I guess, or estimates that make some sense to me. So if we're that old a species, and in the last 10 seconds of our existence, we decided that we married for romance, romance is fleeting. Romance passes. You can love somebody and marry them, and they can be your best partner, they can be your best friend. But all I'm saying is if you get so hung up on always thinking that you're a failure or you weren't supposed to look at somebody, I'm telling you that the species we are, it's very normal for men and women to find other people attractive. And some of the happiest couples that I've met give mm-hmm. each other a wide berth, wide leash. And they go, you need to have a snog now and then. You need to, that's a kiss. You need to kiss somebody now and then. You need to have a cuddle with somebody. And I'm like, what do I care?
But Liam, does, in your opinion, I mean, somebody say that that would threaten the stability of the relationship.
Well, then maybe they don't. Then either don't do it, or you're going to have to learn how to talk with each other. Now, I can tell you, having been in a relationship like this, mm-hmm. in which we were allowed to have a hug and a kiss here and there, you come back knowing not only do you love your partner more for allowing you to be human and experience this, but you want to tell them, like, you realize it takes that sort of spell off it. Like, oh, my God, I'm going to fall in love with somebody and I'm going to leave. No. The reason people leave now, the reason they, like, kiss somebody and it feels so good, they haven't kissed anybody and it's been new for a long time. You know, and that you flood with endorphins and all sorts of chemicals and you think that this is love and it's what you've been missing. So you get a divorce because that's the honorable thing to do. You suicide your family. You know, you break it all up. And then you go with somebody that you don't really know, and it's awful. Why do that? Why not just allow each other to get... Do you find that person attractive? Go, you know, go. Let me put some limits on it. Don't bring home any herpes. And talk to me about it. You know, if I'm your best friend, then talk to me about it. And, you know, I always find that person sort of cute. You give each other vacations once in a while. I don't mean every week. I mean, that's your business. I'm not a swinger. I'm not even polyamorous. Like, I don't go out with somebody and then have I don't sleep with two people at the same, you know, time. It's just not me. I can't do it.
Well, is it like me saying I don't smoke weed, but I support everybody's, I want access everybody to have it in whatever form they want.
Yeah, I don't smoke it either, but I do take CBD oil, and I have taken THC oil, mm-hmm. which, let me tell you something, it's very different than CBD oil. Maybe we'll get to talk about this someday. So I am writing about this on my website, which you'll now write angry letters to, and it is in my next book. Now, I hear that...
Well, hold on. We're over time. We got to take a break here.
All right.
We'll be right back to wrap it up with Liam Sheff.
The Robert Scott Nelson.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water. The Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, capsicum, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
I guess you could say this is an ongoing conversation, Liam. I mean, there's no way we can finish it in one full hour, maybe a whole week of shows, but I'm happy to have it. I know some of the folks, it's kind of maybe chalkboard scratching. I don't know. But I think the human experience needs to be discussed. People need to come at it honestly and openly, we hope, that it strengthens your understanding of whatever you perceive to be good for you. And having said that, Liam, you got lots more thoughts we got to get out here.
Well, I mean, listen, I'm writing a new book, and this is part of it, not all of it. Oil is a lot of it. Drugs or cannabis is part of it. So this is an ongoing conversation on my website, liamchef.com, at Liam Chef, the Facebook page. And I guess what I said in the last segment was just imagine a world in which your marriage vows said, I promise to communicate, to be a good parent, to be a good friend, to be honest, to be present in conversations, and to let myself and my partner have a fling at least once a year when we really feel like it, when the stress builds up, and to come back reinvigorated and full of lusty enjoyment of life again. Now, I know that the people who are newlyweds don't want to do this. You're too into each other. 4, 5, 6, 7 years into it, you might be so bitter that you don't even remember those feelings. But at about year 4 to 7, maybe 6, you're going to go, yeah, you know, I really do love this partner of mine, but I really could use a little bit of reinvigoration. And what I'm saying is that's exactly how the human species lived all of its existence, and it's how people still do live. But they do it clouded by shame and judgment and funding this entire divorce industry and therapy for, oh, I'm just not a good wife, good husband, even though you are, but you know most people are. Just because you think about or wish you could just snog somebody, that's kiss, somebody out there, or maybe have a roll in the hay. So what? Have a roll in the hay. You know, the Christians did not make sex any kind of sacred thing for a long, long time, and for the most part, it was never sacred for men. It was only women that we put under the lash, and it resulted in a lot of people being killed as witches. So that's our inheritance, and there's a lot to think about there. There's a lot to really loosen up and go, you know, we can have respectable, happy relationships if we don't beat each other up for every perceived infraction to ego and pride. Well, there you are. I've said a lot. Check me out on the Facebook, and I guess you can argue with me there. If you argue too much, I'll just ban you from the page. Because
discuss, everybody.
Discuss.
Open discussion. That's what we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Liam Shepp, my friend, appreciate you. You know that. And official stories, too, anxiously awaiting where that goes.
End of the year.
Okay. Well, we're cannabis. Having an ongoing conversation also about cannabis, and we have a call that just came in recently. We're going to play right now, and Liam will help me answer it. I think it relates to consuming rather than smoking, I believe.
My name is Mary, and I am from Arizona. We were talking about the SSRIs, and you mentioned the effect on the brain and the cannabis. What I wonder is about cannabis, if a person is really feeling ill in many different ways, I have heard they can eat the raw leaves and not have any effect on their brain, no psychotropic effect, and yet their body needs that and will start healing on different levels. Do you have a comment on that?
So she's worried about the eating of cannabis. Maybe it's different. It won't have a psychotropic effect on the brain as opposed to the SSRIs, which, of course, are brutal and devastating. And, of course, the way you consume it absolutely impacts the way your body receives it and how it interacts with it, Liam.
My understanding is that you really do have to heat the THC to get the psychotropic effect. CBD may be throughout the plant or it may be concentrated in parts. I've never heard of anybody getting really high from green juicing. You do have to heat the stuff or mm-hmm. you're not going to get any, you know, magic experience, you know what I'm saying, Cheech and Chong experience out of it.
Well, Super Don and I interviewed Master Bong about it because he's juiced it. And, of course, there's a guy that smokes it all regularly. But he said, no, you don't get high from eating it or juicing the plant. You got to heat it. And, of course, different parts of the plant have different constituents. But also, for Mary's sake, remember the CBD from the industrial hemp that is non-psychoactive. Can relax you and can, I think, maybe impact those that are relying on SSRIs. I'm looking to get more information on that and see some folks that I know try
Absolutely.
It and see how they do.
Absolutely. I think this is the next big thing in both Ritalin and Paxil and depression. I think this CBD is the next big thing.
Liam, it goes so fast when we're together talking about this. Like I said, this is only just part one of many conversations we'll have, and I appreciate everybody riding with us along this, you know, the adult path, so we got to discuss these things openly and honestly.
And this is for you to discuss with your partner.
Yeah, absolutely. Take it home and talk about it.
I'm not advocating anybody go behind anybody's back. This is for grown-ups to discuss with each other.
Absolutely. Thank you, Liam. Thank you to Dr. King, and thank you to you, where we are simply reminding you, and I hope you tell your friends, too, that the power to heal is theirs as it is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.